Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Mr. Davis Group bringing it back. Remember Steve Winwood? Well, that's Steve Winwood when he was about 17 years old. That's from the Wayback Machine. Great rock and roll song. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Patricia Green. Patty is a professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project, and just a great leader, folks, a global leader when it comes to studying and promoting and encouraging entrepreneurship, teaching entrepreneurship. Patty, you're one of our heroes. We appreciate all the work that you do for entrepreneurship. One of the things I know you're working on now is connecting entrepreneurship and philanthropy. Talk to us about what you've been working on.
I would, and this is through the Diana Project. So as you know, Jim, the Diana Project, we founded about, now it's almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
There's five of us, of the founders, across five different organizations, all related to either entrepreneurship or women in business. And actually, I don't know if you know this, but every other year now we have an international conference where about 100 researchers come together to look at the question of women and their entrepreneurial behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
But this new piece is we are looking at philanthropy. And we're working with, we're doing a chapter of a book for the Kauffman Foundation, and ours is Women Entrepreneurs and Their Transition into Philanthropy. And we're
The Kauffman Foundation is editing, they're putting together, they're aggregating a book on this topic, aren't they?
They are. So there's, I think there are about 10 different groups who are
right.
doing chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Each one on a different component of the question. And like I said, being the Diana group, we're obviously going to do women entrepreneurs.
Right.
And, I think it's a fascinating question about whether it is transition. You know, the old model, I think, was if you're an entrepreneur and you make a lot of money, when you have enough money, you start giving back.
Right.
I think the newer model is you start your business, not for everybody, of course, but for some, you at least think about starting your business with the question of, what's your role going to be in creating social value?
One of my favorite stories is a man that I know who founded a company that now has 5,000 employees and hundreds of thousands of customers, national company listed on the stock market, New York stock market, the Dow Jones. And he said to me one time, when we started our company, we didn't have two nickels to rub together, and we said, one of our thoughts was, well, you know, they knew they were good people, they knew they wanted to give back, and they thought, well, you know, when we can afford it, and they stopped in their tracks and they said, no, we're not going to wait that long, we're going to start now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they had three nickels to rub together, they gave one of them away.
Yeah.
And guess what? From those values, they founded a company that employs people that I've spoken to who told me they dread Fridays because that means they can't come back to work till Monday. How about now? I'm serious. That was said to me.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
those are the values that you get. Go ahead.
No, I think that's the exact question about what values do you want to build into your company. It actually goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment about your regional and what are you trying to build as a community and as a society, not just as an economic engine?
That's right.
Not that there's anything wrong with the economic engine.
I'll tell you something else, though, Patty. And this is one of the things I'm pointing out in my book. Competitiveness is no longer the corner of the realm.
Mm-hmm.
Being relevant to people is the corner of the realm. And one of the major relevant factors are values. People are looking for companies that share their values, and part of your values are how are you part of the community, not just the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. That's really, you know, even for the definition of entrepreneurship that we use both at Babson and in the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, our definition of entrepreneurship is, and you and I have talked about this, the ability to identify opportunities, organize resources, and provide the leadership to create something of value, both economic and social. Mm-hmm. So at least thinking about it from the very start, and you know, as the entrepreneur, you get to decide what values you're trying to create.
Right.
We would like everyone to be intentional about at least thinking that through very carefully.
Well, and you know, this younger generation coming up, they're more in tune to that than anybody.
Very much so.
And that's exciting. So instead of just the invisible hand that Adam Smith talked about, the also very visible hand, right?
Absolutely.
But from the marketplace, not the government. I like the marketplace visible hand. I'm not so keen on the government's visible hand. Hey, Patty, give us the website again, please.
www.babson.edu.
Patty, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great work you do for entrepreneurs.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Patricia Green, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.